So there we go. I'm pinned. Let's see how I can still see all of you, but pin me. Huh. I'm going to do speaker view. That's what I want. Okay. All right. I can't see anyone else though. Oh, there we go. All right. Sorry, technology. Okay. Well, welcome. Are we recording, Yolanda?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to Harmonious Relationships. Today is, I think it's the 14th of April, 2020. I always like to date things. You may know that I'm Kristen Taylor, and I'm an author, angel expert, master healer, and medical intuitive, bit of a mouthful. And this is my book, A Practical Guide to Ascension with Archangel Metatron. You can get it literally everywhere. So there you go, if you want to check that out. And welcome. I've been doing this series, which you may or may not know about. A lot of you have joined it, the other ones. And it's just to help you guys with issues that I feel that I'm into it, getting, you know, using my intuition to feel that are coming up for you during this lockdown isolation period. So we did a call to release fear, and that was really, really well attended. And I wanted to do this call because I know a lot of you are kind of locked up with your loved ones, and that can be good or it can be bad. So, or maybe not bad, but challenging, right? So I just wanted to share with you, I have a lot of relationship stuff coming up with my clients and my students, and working on lots and lots of stuff around this with people. And so I just wanted to share the insights that I've gotten, and just on what's going on energetically, and some tips on how to manage it, how to navigate the best way. So I'm so glad you joined. It's really wonderful to have you here, and it's wonderful to be able to help in this way, because, you know, there's so much chaos and craziness in the world right now, and this is, you know, what I do, and this is my way to reach you and to help hopefully make your life better, which is always my goal. So, so what is going on right now? Well, I'm seeing lots of extremes, and I'm paying attention intuitively and also just hearing from you that there's a lot of extremes right now. People are either really lonely or they're feeling very trapped and having conflict with their loved ones and feeling like they are, you know, stuck. So I don't know if anybody can relate to that, especially light workers who might feel really stuck with lower vibration family members. And you know, this could play out in terms of the lockdown, in terms of being in the same house with them. It can also play out in terms of family dynamics. Maybe you don't live with your family members, but you're still feeling this pressure because of lower vibrational family members that are kind of making your life difficult. So that's kind of the climate of what's going on. And we're going to talk a bit more about what I've channeled and what I feel is going on energetically. So what we're going to do is, I should have said this before, I'm very, pretty chilled out with this stuff. So anyway, we'll do it now. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do in this call. I'm going to talk to you about some of the energy trends or the stuff that's coming up for my clients and that I've seen, and give you some tips and help with that. And then we're going to do a guided meditation and help you with some practical help, because if you've worked with me, you know that most of the work I do with people is through the form of connecting to guides and helpers of the highest light, and also just relaxing you and helping you to have energetic releases and shifts while you're in that relaxed state of meditation. So I'll lead you through a meditation, and then we'll take questions kind of off and on as we can, and at the end as well. So
I hope you can type in the chat if you've got any questions that you want me to pass on to Kristen.
Yeah, if you have any questions, if I haven't asked you, if I've asked for questions, feel free to unmute yourself and ask it directly. And if you, if it's like in the middle of when I'm talking, you can just type it in the chat and Yolanda will read it to me at the appropriate time. So, Okay, so I am so excited you're here. It's really fun, and I love reaching people and helping. So you probably know, if you work with me, or maybe you're new, or maybe I'm new to you, you probably know that my main guide is Archangel Metatron. And that's, in fact, who I wrote my book with, my first book. I'm finishing my second. And I get a lot of information from him, and he guides me a lot. Thank you. And so what he's explained to me is that he's explained it in my book, and he's talked about light workers and way showers, and he defines it in my book. And basically, light workers, which, you know, if you're on this call, you are one, and we're here to light the way for others. And we may be healers, we may be working in the helping fields, or we may be in another kind of field. I have a really good friend who's a fitness instructor, and she's a healer, and she's spreading so much light with her fitness classes. So you may be doing it in another capacity, but basically you're spreading light and you're raising the vibration of the planet. And way showers are light workers, but like more intense. You've got a more intense job to do. You're lighting the way for the people to find, often lighting the way for other light workers to find the way forward. So it doesn't matter. It's not like a status thing. It doesn't matter which you are, or, you know, what definition there is for you. What matters is that you're in that group. And that means that things are a little different for you, you know, than from the masses. You already know this. That's why you're here. So the what's happening now is that light workers, way showers, spiritual people who are committed to their expansion, to, you know, growth, to their personal development, you're being asked to really be in the highest light. So there's all kinds of vibrations on the planet, and you see it. You know, I'm not watching the news at the moment for a reason, but you see like the fear, you feel the fear, you feel all these lower energies that are very prevalent right now. And people are connecting at all kinds of vibrational levels, and everything is energy, as you know, probably from the law of attraction and all this popular stuff. So everything is kind of a hierarchy of energy. And we as light workers, healers, channels, you know, spiritual people of all sorts, we're asked to really let go of the lower energies, and we're asked to be in the highest light. Of course, we're already in the highest light, but we're asked to release any kind of flirting or, you know, liaison with lower energies, because they can kind of get into our energy fields. They can kind of attach to us. We can be having them with us without maybe realizing it. And one of the ways that that happens is through relationships. So we're being asked to move into the absolute highest light. And there is, I feel, and I've channeled it, that there is a shift right now in terms of the light workers and the spiritual people are becoming really light, and the rest of the people are choosing a different choice. And we used to be able to mingle a lot more, and now we are being called to be on our own vibration. We're not able really to mingle so much with the lower energies. Like, we used to be able to kind of visit or hang out, you know. You've got a bit of fear, that's okay. And I'm not saying you can't be around certain people. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying we are called to stay on our own vibration and to actually raise our vibration and to focus on being lighter. And we're not able to ride two vibrations anymore. We're not able to ride two frequencies anymore. If that doesn't make sense, we're going to talk about it more. So what's happening is that a lot of light workers, a lot of spiritual people are still too mingled with lower energies, specifically of their families. And they're trying to be around their families, sometimes in the same environment, same home. And this could be your family of origin. It could be your spouse and your children. It could be any number of family relationships. And what's happening is you're not holding your energy integrity, and your energy is mixing too much at a low vibration. And then you don't feel good. You tend to not feel well. You could have some physical issues. You could have some like kind of energy symptoms. I'm not feeling well. And then it causes more fights with your family members because you're not where you need to be vibrationally. You're mingling too much with their vibration and not at your own vibration, which is a higher vibration because you came to help in some capacity. And so the answer to having a more harmonious family life, to start to have a more harmonious family life or relationships with family, is to focus on your own vibration, to stay aligned to where you need to be for you. And I've seen it in my clients so many times where there's all kinds of reasons why you would share energy with your family. Like, you're worried about a family member. It's like a team mentality where all for one for all. There's certain cultures that have this more than others. And it can be really difficult to break away from this mentality. But right now, energetically, you're being asked to do this. So it's your choice whether you do or not. It brings up a lot of fear. We're clearing lots of fear now anyway with this coronavirus stuff. I mean, there's lots of fear coming up. And I've just done a free, this is how strongly I feel about we have to kick this fear right now. I've done a free 47 minute meditation on YouTube, and it'll clear any kind of fear, really.
It's really, really good. I've woken up recently. I've had a lot of fear come up during the night. And I know, like, I wake up in the morning and I know that that's what happened. And I've done that meditation 2 days in a row, and it's just helped so much. I feel so much better afterwards. It really helps to shift the fear.
I'm so glad. And that is a major theme. And we discussed that a lot on the fear releasing call that I did. And I'm happy to send you that link if you want to hear the recording. That's perfectly fine. I'll just send it out. When I send this recording out, I'll put a link to the fear releasing recording as well, just in case you missed it.
Deborah made a comment, Kristen. Okay. I don't know if you want it now. Sure. She says, I am feeling like it's more difficult to communicate with downers. It may leave me more isolated in a way. However, I have been feeling better not being around them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It is hard to communicate. So it's a lot easier to communicate when you hold your own frequency. And if you feel lonely, it's important to bring in a family of the highest light. I work with people in my groups and in my one-to-one sessions where I bring in a divine mother energy, divine father energy, like a divine family energy. And it really helps people to not feel lonely and not reach out to their, basically, we want to avoid reaching out to your biological family for unmet needs or for love or anything. It's not that they can't love you. It's that everyone is expanding vibrationally at a different level. And if you're on this call, chances are you're probably ahead of your biological family. Chances are. So to stay in the highest light, it's much better to go to your family of the highest light that you bring in energetically for your needs and for attention, love, guidance, you know, companionship. And that helps a lot with that loneliness. And once you learn to really stay in your energy of the highest light, you know, if you stay with the highest light, it really helps in terms of communication. If you think about it, it's kind of counterintuitive, but if you lower your vibration to your family members' level, it's harder to communicate. But if you stay in your proper vibration, which is a higher level, which is connecting to light, you know, in what you came to do in that vibration, then you're calm, you're peaceful. And actually your family members feel this and they start to calm down too. And it's like you inspire them and then there's more harmony instead of like this grating kind of thing, if that makes sense. So you're being asked, if you choose to break the habit of sharing the same energies as your family. They will be working with lower frequencies than you, lower level beings than you. They want to, you know, I'm not saying every family is like this, but a lot of them are. And, you know, it's important just to to stop this unit. You know, you can still be part of your family and be loved by them and love them and not be sharing the same energy base with them or the same energy resources with them. You have to upgrade yours to the highest light to feel better. That's what I've seen. And that's what I do. So that brings up a heck of a lot of fear. So much fear. It's a very, very deep fear. It's like you're leaving your family. You're scared of being alone. You're scared of survival because when you were little, of course, you needed your family to survive. But I've gone through this. I've gone through it with a lot of my clients, and it's really helpful to release that fear, to confront it and release it, and just start to reorient yourself towards feeling like you get the family warm fuzzies from the highest light and not from humans who are having their own struggles and, you know, can't quite be there for you. They can't, but they love you, and it's okay. It's like, it's good to have a sense of compassion. You know, they're doing their best. They did their best when you were little, I'm sure, even if they were abusive or whatever. It's like, you know, it's just human stuff. So you let go of needing anything from them and you go vibrationally to the highest light. I know it sounds weird, but it's really working well, really well. So Yolanda, did you have, I feel like you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, I think that one thing that I've learned to do is to set the vibration. So when I'm going to interact with people, I ask that my vibration sets the tone, and that they interact with me when they're at their best. And that really helps. But I also find this, what you were talking about raising your vibration, and then your communication is nicer, etc. I've really found that in my living environment. I absolutely found that to be the case.
Yeah, Yolanda and her husband, she's being overheard right now, so I will tell the story a little bit for her. But she's been doing a lot of the techniques that I've been channeling in her marriage and her relationship, and it's gone from being quite turbulent and a lot of conflict to very harmonious and loving. So she's had a really good result, and it's been all about what she said, and it is important to set the tone vibrationally.
And we're on different vibrations, and that's okay.
It's okay to be on different vibrations, and they live together, and you know, they're harmonious and they get along really well. So you don't have to be on the same vibration as your loved one. And when you give up the idea that you have to be, things get a lot easier. I hope this is making sense. If you have questions, please let me know. And what Yolanda is referring to as far as setting the vibration is, I call them energetic rules. I set energetic rules for how people can interact with me. And so I stipulate that everyone has to come in on the highest light or not at all. And they will. Or if they don't, it's okay too. But they can. So that is something that's a little more complicated. And we're going to do a follow-up class or a follow-up call on relationships. If you guys are interested, I'll send out an email and we'll go a lot more into how to set up energetic rules, how to have them heard, how to have them be effective. And they are quite life-changing. So that's a really good, but it's like a whole tangent, but that is really, really helpful.
Melanie said, that sounds great.
Great.
It cool. is. It's brilliant.
It's really good. Yeah. And you'll learn all about like how, on the planet right now, a lot of people are coming in on mixed vibrations, and like, there'll be love, but there'll be gunk as well. Like, let me bring you the love and I'll bring you the gunk. So, we'll work on in that class, we'll work on being able to see that. And a lot of like practitioners are doing this and they don't know they're doing it because they don't know how to work with just the highest light and not bring in all the gunk as well. So you have like an opening and then the gunk comes in. Gunk meaning lower energies, lower beings, unhelpful stuff. So we'll learn, I'll teach you how to, you know, set rules so that's only the highest light and no messing around. I'm quite firm. Corporate lawyer, gonna get it done. Okay, so how do you connect to the highest light? Well, you have to practice connecting to the highest light because, you know, let's face it, most of us were raised, well, all of us, I would say, were raised in environments where it wasn't like the highest light all the time. It couldn't be, because the energy was very different then. It's not even the highest light all the time now. So you have to connect to basically angelic beings, is what the name of the game is here. I mean, I work with angelic beings. I also work with some ascended masters. I work a lot with Kuan Yin, ascended master. I really like her. And, but mainly Archangel Metatron, and these guys are really helpful. It's also great to work with source energies. Of course, source energy is amazing, but I find that it's a little bit easier to connect to a high level being. I feel like they're more personable. Like, I just feel like it's easier. So that's the way I do it. But not everybody channeling or working with beings is, sometimes they're coming on a mixed vibration. So you have to use your intuition and practice just sitting in the highest light. It's really good to be around nature and trees. I mean, that's such a pure energy and it's such a beautiful vibration, and that will help you to get used to how it feels to be in a high vibration. Just, you know, sitting by a tree or connecting to a tree is amazing. So angels, trees, you know, beings of the highest light. You're always welcome to check out my YouTube channel, which has all kinds of free guided meditations and very high level. So that can help. Just practice to, you know, practice sitting in that energy. And if you can do a guided meditation once a day, then that can really help train you to be in the vibration where you belong. And if you fall out of it, I see people kind of, we talked about this as well in the fear class. We talked about how people will feel safe. They'll bring in the energy of safety and then they kind of lose it and they feel unsafe again. You may find the same thing. You'll probably go in and out of the highest light. You won't stay there consistently for a while, but that's okay, because you're practicing, you're learning. It's important to be compassionate and gentle with yourself. And it's also important to ask your helpers of the highest light to bring in specific energies. And if you work with me, you probably know that I work with energies like tools. So, you know, they're like ingredients in a recipe. So do you have safety? Do you not have safety? You have it or you don't. So you want to be working with energies like calm, peace, comfort, harmony, love, like imagining those energies coming in tangibly into your energy field and welcoming them in, and asking the angels to help you to make them comfortable in your energy field. Because of course the brain is scared of anything that's unfamiliar. And if you didn't grow up with that, or you don't know what it feels like, that you would repel it naturally. So asking for that to be familiar and for them to just stay with you. And if you fall out of it, you know, like we were working with Yolanda on keeping the energy of safety. We even had a little song about it. Bring in safety back. So you would lose the safety and we'd bring it back. So I should have introduced you, Yolanda. I'm sorry. This is my lovely Yolanda. You guys probably figured that out. So it's important to keep bringing in the energies and keep visualizing them coming to you, and that they're almost like a blanket covering you. So Yolanda, I feel like you have some comments.
Sorry, I was distracted. Comments on what do you want me to comment on?
Bringing in specific energies and connecting to the highest light every day and getting used to the highest light, and it might come and go for a while.
Absolutely. I used to do, I don't have to do this now, but I used to do a meditation every day. And Kristen's meditations are, she doesn't hold anything back. So they're really powerful. They're really, really good. So I used to do one of Kristen's guided meditations every single day. Now I can sit with Archangel Metatron on my own. And it's so cool. It's because I can douse with a pendulum. I can ask, have I got all the energies I need to feel safe? And if I get a no, I then sit and ask for all the energies I need to feel safe to come in. And I can also check whether I'm feeling safe or not. I mean, you can feel it, can't you, usually? But I think, and it took a little while, didn't it, for me. I think I'm staying in it most of the time now, but it took a little while. I think when you're getting used to an energy, you tend, like you said, you tend not to stay in it, but you do get there. You keep bringing it in, then you end up, once you get used to it, then you start to stay in it.
Yeah, and we'll do some more work on this if you guys want in a future class on how to connect to specific energies, how to know you have them and how to keep them. So it's a whole different topic. So we'll work on that.
I keep introducing okay. these whole different topics.
You're doing well. I appreciate it. And I'm also going to be developing my Healy system. Well, I already developed it, but I have to start teaching it. So I'm going to start doing that at some point. I'm also writing my second book, so I'm a little bit busy. So thank you for that, Yolanda. That's great. And if you are interested in hearing about Yolanda's story, she has a really, a story that's like, it's so inspirational and it's so profound, and it just puts me in the deepest gratitude every time I hear it. And it's on YouTube. I interviewed her if you want to check that out. So what do you do if you really have a family situation that's unbearable? Well, a lot of people have this. So what do you do? Well, you don't necessarily have to leave it. Yolanda has been proof that, and other clients as well, that you can improve your situation and not have to leave it. Sometimes you do have to make healthy changes, and you can ask the guides and helpers, Archangel Metatron, you know, ask your team of the highest light to help you to release fear and to help you to be brave to make these changes. And the changes could be to leave a relationship. It could be to have some distance from toxic family members. You know, it could be to have very limited contact or even no contact with certain people. And you're allowed, and you're definitely worth, you know, being able to do that. So it's really great to be empowered and to make healthy changes if you need to, but you don't always have to, and things really change.
I just wanted to say that I have stepped away from a couple of toxic people, and I'm so much happier. I feel so much, a bit like Debbie said earlier, you know, I do feel so much better for it. Yeah. So much better. And you just don't realize until you step away just how much impact toxic people have on you.
Yeah, and there's some people that just, you know, they'll refuse to come in on the highest light, and you have to focus on what is your highest good. What is best for you? Is it best to stay and work on harmonizing the relationship and get help from spirit on that? Or is it best for you to make some changes? And I feel like this issue right now with all the lockdowns across the globe is really forcing people to confront situations that they were dealing with for a long time. Coping. They had coping mechanisms. Like maybe they were unhappy in their marriage, but they were having an affair, but they can't see their mistress now, or their mister, you know, whatever you call that guy. they were single, but they would go out a lot and cope with, you know, not having a relationship, and now they're lonely. Like people's coping mechanisms have been taken away and they're having to face their stuff. So you can ask for help with that. You don't have to do it alone. You always have help. You're always supported. So yeah, you may have to make some changes, but you know, you'll be guided, and you just have to focus on becoming fearless if you're not already fearless, which you probably won't be. And that's okay. Everything's okay. And then also just following what's your highest good, what's best for you. And, you know, you don't have to do anything right away. You can, you know, meditate on it. You can ask for guidance over a time period to see what's best to do, and just go with how you feel and your intuition on what to change. So what do we do in the highest light? Well, we know what people do at the lower vibrations, right? We know that they fight with each other, and they're toxic, and they have drama, and they're a lot of times they're in victim energy. They may have money problems, and there's all kinds of illness and all kinds of stuff going on down there. But what happens at the highest light? Like, let's say you manage to shift to the highest light. Well done. What's next? So I've been working a lot with Metatron on this point. And basically you're focusing on, you know, what you want to create. You're focusing on creation, manifesting, choice, fun and relaxing. And a lot of times when you get to that higher vibration, you want to play, and you want like your family members to come and play with you and to join you and have fun or watch a movie or, you know, hang out, or let's go for a walk and let's experience nature and let's, you know, connect to the trees. And can you imagine how cool this tree feels? And, you know, depending on your preference. I love trees. So You know, you want all this fun with them and they're not going to be up for it if they're in the lower vibrations. They're not there yet. So you may have to, if you're going to be with a lower vibration partner, which is totally possible, you'll have more harmony, but you may not be able to do all the fun things together that you'd like to do until they're ready, and that's okay. So it's really important to respect people's free will, to, because if you try to push them to be in a higher vibration, they're going to resist and they're going to get grumpy. So, you know, it's really important to let people be where they are, to be compassionate, to try to remember when you were there. You know, well, you don't have to do that because it wasn't nice, but to just be gentle, you know, with yourself and others. And you may have to do your high vibrational stuff by yourself, or manifest some really beautiful friends to do it with, which you can do as well. But basically, that's what you do in the highest light. You look at the next step, you look at, you know, enjoying, you look at, you know, what can I do next? How can I play? How can I have more fun on the planet rather than the drama, the struggling, the suffering? You don't have to be there anymore. So if people come to you, your family members, and they're like, oh, I'm struggling, or this is so hard, you can say that must be hard for you. And then you can go read your book, or you can go, like, you know, you don't have to move into that vibration. But it's really important, if you do have any trigger points, because a lot of people are like, yeah, I'm in a high vibration until my daughter needs me, or until my mom comes to me. And this is something that Archangel Metatron is talking about in my second book, and he calls it having guns to your head. So if you can imagine, you're really in a good vibration, and then all of a sudden your daughter needs you, or your mother needs you. Well, there's your gun to your head. You've just lost your vibration. It's basically anything that you will give up, you feeling good for that purpose, because they need you, or because, well, they really have, you know, they really have problems with money. They really have, you know, they are really struggling, and you buy the story and you lose your vibration. So I would watch out for that. If you have that, ask for help with releasing that virtual gun, and maybe do the fear releasing meditation or something to release fear, because it's basically, you're having fear that your loved one isn't okay. Everyone's okay at the higher level. Everyone's okay all the time. All is well. It's really important to start to see your family members as on their own paths, that everything's okay. They're actually choosing their experience for soul reasons you can't understand. And you don't have to save them, and you don't have to, like, energetically support them. And then if you just let go, you surrender a bit to the universe, to the divine, to your highest good, then things get a lot easier as well. I hope that makes sense. Okay, so I want to discuss as well, before we do our meditation, I just want to briefly discuss what I call, or first of all, Yolanda, do we have any questions or comments or anything? No. Did you have any comments?
Not at this point.
He's a... really had quite a journey, so it's nice to get her feedback. It's lovely to have her.
I've been bang in the lower vibrations, and now I'm in the higher, and it, I can definitely say, what am I, 48, nearly 49, I've never felt so good. And I've had, if you watched my interview with Kristen on YouTube, you'd see that I had quite a shitty life. So to go from where I was to where I am now, you know, just it shows what's possible. It shows what's possible. And it's just so lovely to be where I am now. I'm incredibly grateful, but I've also put a lot of work into to be where I am. But it's awesome.
So pleased to hear that every time you say it. I'm never gonna sick of hearing it.
I don't take it for granted. I think when you've had such a shitty time for such a long time, you don't take the good for granted. You just don't.
But that's great that, you know, that's what I was saying about being in the higher energies. You start to really feel good, and you know, you can get well, and you can, you know, have fun, and it's just a much nicer place to be. But it does take a bit of work. You have to confront your healing issues. You have to work, process stuff. You have to work through anything that's in the way and practice aligning to it. So it takes a bit of effort, but it's so worth it. Mm. So I just want to talk about divine alignment. And that's something that I talk about a lot in my work. And I just wanted to talk about it in the context of family members. It's always a good idea to kind of have it in mind, like what's divine and aligned in this situation? Is it divine and aligned? And when I say divine and aligned, what I mean is it for your highest good? And is it like aligned with the whole? Like, is it good in general? So something that wouldn't be divinely aligned would be obvious. These are obvious examples of like stealing or, you know, like hurting someone. Those would never be in divine alignment. But sometimes it's divinely aligned to call a friend. This is a stupid example, but sometimes you're just doing it because you're lonely and that friend isn't in the right place. And they're actually going to impact your vibration and you'll feel crappy the rest of the night, if that makes sense. So when you ask the angels, ask your guides to help you to stay in divine alignment. And I have a meditation on my YouTube channel called, I think it's called something like divine alignment, but it brings you into that space and you can do it every day if you need to. Cause it can be easy to fall out depending, you know, usually people have trouble staying in divine alignment, but it's something we can work on. It's something we can aspire to and we can bring in regularly, but it's just, everything flows better. So if it's in divine alignment for you to let a toxic family member go, then it's best for you to work through the emotions you're having that are resistant to that, if that's happening. Or perhaps you have a toxic friend, and when you're around that friend, you feel really low and you're not able to resolve it. Maybe it's not aligned to have divine aligned to have that friendship anymore. So it's like being aware of divine alignment is really powerful, because when you're aware of it and you even make an effort a little bit to pay attention to what's divine aligned, what feels good for you, what, you know, if you douse with a pendulum, you can ask if you're neutral enough for yourself, or you could have a friend ask if you're not, because sometimes it's hard to douse for yourself. But being aware of that and how you feel, and if it feels really good, because you can feel when something's aligned, it feels really good. It's really powerful and it can really help your life to move forward in a beautiful way, in a flowing way. So I want to make you aware of that if you're not aware of it, because a lot of people kind of have an idea of it, but it's important to have a grasp of it. I mean, when I've just stupid things like, I've had occasions where I wanted to go out and it wasn't divinely aligned for me to go out. And I went anyway, because I wanted to get out of the house. This is 1 week before we were locked down, obviously. And I remember it so clearly. It's even been in a magazine, this story, but you know, like I missed like 4 buses. The train was canceled, first of all. I mean, it was just so ridiculous. I turned around and went home because it was just not working out. And you know, you can avoid a lot of headache if you just try to stay in divine alignment. It doesn't mean you're being told what to do. You always have free will. You always can make your own choices. And you know, when you're choosing a spiritual teacher, or you're choosing a healer, or you're choosing any kind of spiritual guidance, you always want to pay attention to control. Are they trying to control me? Do they respect my free will? Do they respect my choices? Does this feel good? And, you know, that's something I'm really aware of in my teachings and my work. And you just can choose. You don't have to be divinely aligned. You can do what I did and go miss the train and, you know, miss all these buses and turn around and go home. You're free to do that. So it's just something to think about. So I'm at the end of my plan material. One more thing that can happen is when you have healing issues from when you were a child, those can come up. You're probably aware that those can come up and repeat themselves in your relationships with others. So in that case, it's important to work through those issues, but also ask spirit to help you to not reenact those with your family members, that you can deal with them separately. And then it does work. And then you're not continually in that pattern, but you have to be able to see the pattern, to know you have it, and a know to ask for help, and then resolve the pattern. So we're going to go into that more and in the next relationships class, because that's, again, a whole other topic. So if you have questions, you can go ahead and unmute yourself and ask your question, and then we're going to do a guided meditation to do a lot of practical work for you to help you to feel more harmonious. Or if you have any questions you want to ask in the chat, feel free. Anything? Is there anything in the chat, Yolanda, that
we... I wanted to ask you about the guided meditations you were talking about on your YouTube channel.
Yes.
Which is there a specific one or is that would be good to do like daily, like you were saying, do daily guided meditations to raise your vibration? Or is it just good to just do different ones that you have on your channel?
You can do any of them, really. Any of them will help. Yeah, if right now the fear releasing is really good for people, because if you think you're without fear, you probably have it still. So that one's a really good one to do. There's one called Divine Alignment that's really, really good. And that's 20 minutes. And that's good to do daily. And then there's a really quick one called General Clearing. And that's if you don't have much time, but you probably have time.
Okay,
thank
you.
They're all good in their own way. So you can just see which one. Is there one that comes to mind, Yolanda, to you?
No, I agree with you that the fear one, and when I was busy, for instance, whenever I go on holiday, I probably don't need to do it now, but I would always do the 10 minute one morning and night, the general clearing. I would always do that first thing and last thing. But it's just
while you were away or before.
Yeah. Whilst I was away, because when you're on holiday with your partner, you don't always have a lot of time to yourself. So I would do that morning and evening, but they're all amazing because you're just sitting in that highest light, and that's when you can get the most assistance, isn't it? But I agree with you. I think the fear one's really important at the moment, if you have the time to do that one.
Yeah.
Or like you say, the divine alignment.
Yeah. And there's a grounding one. And there's a really long, not long, that one's shorter than the fear. It's 40 minutes. There's a light body activation that's really nice. It's one of my first ones, so it's not as polished, but it is a really good healing.
I used to do that, didn't I? Because I used to have an awful lot of physical issues. And Kristen would say, go and do that. And I'd go and do it. And I'd raise my vibration high enough to move past the physical issues to get some relief,
Yeah, that's the other work I do is medical intuition. And Yolanda's healed from a lot of physical issues, which is great. After the doctors couldn't help her. So
lovely.
So, so I think just practicing being in that light, because I'm so grateful. I mean, it's very lucky that I'm able to bring in a really high level of light. And so just sitting in that energy is really good for you just to be around it. So any of them will be great. They're all from the highest light and good quality. So
great. Thank you. You
can choose which one you like.
So. Awesome. Thank you so much.
And enjoy. They're lovely.
Yeah, you'll start to feel better. So anyone else have any questions or comments? No? Okay. So let's do a meditation. I think everybody's muted. So in the meditation, I'm just going to tell you briefly what we're going to do so there's no surprises. So we're going to bring in the energy of Archangel Metatron and Kuan Yin and helpers and guides of the highest light. We're going to release old energies that no longer serve you and also release any fear that's lurking around. I feel like also I want to do what I did last call and bring in the energies that you need for this kind of virus and lockdown situation to end so that we can move on so that you have, because there's certain energies that we need to, like certain lessons we have to learn to move to the next step. And so I would like to bring those in. If that's okay with everyone, there's no repercussion energetically. It's fine. So someone have a question?
Hi.
You want to unmute? Well done.
Yes, I did. Hi. I had a question. We started with energy level setting, where you were speaking about setting the vibration for people to meet me at the energy that I'd like them to meet.
Yeah.
So would you be able to shed some light on how to go about that?
We're going to go over that in the next class because it's quite involved. But basically, at a simple level, you can just state it like a command, like this is happening, and ask your guides and helpers to help you, that everybody has, that you set the tone of any interaction and that they have to come in on the highest light or not at all. So that's the simple version. And no mixed energy, no yes and no, no good and bad, none of that. No. Highest light or see ya. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Throw Jack. Thank you for your question. Okay, so so we're going to bring in energies that you need to, you know, to integrate anything that needs to be integrated before this lockdown period ends, before the isolation period ends. We're also going to bring in energies of the highest light. We're going to bring in energies of love, comfort, security, safety, harmony, peace, and fun. Thought you'd like that. And we're going to bring in getting your needs met from the highest light and bring in the divine mother and father and family energies, which is going to feel really good. And like I said, we'll do more of that in the next class as well. And just ask the helpers to continue helping you. And then I'll just tune in into the group as we go and see what else is needed. But you're safe. Everything is perfectly safe and good. And there's nothing to fear with what we're connecting with. Okay, so let's just take some deep breaths. Let's just come into the present moment. Just becoming aware of your breath. And we're just going to do some visualization. If you can visualize, that's fine. If you can't, just sit and breathe or pretend you can. Imagine what it would be like if you could, if you can do that. And if you can't, just keep breathing and relaxing and you'll still get help. So we're just going to imagine that there is a really beautiful core to the center of the earth. And just imagine that it's the most stunning, sparkling white light. And it's a ball. And this is a magical ball that can travel up from the core of the earth all the way up until it reaches your feet and it comes into your feet, up into your legs, and calming you down and helping you, healing you already as it comes up into your hips, your pelvic area, into your stomach, up and down your spine, into your heart, your shoulders, and your arms. You're breathing it in and connecting you to your head, bringing the white light into your head, into your brain. Really balancing your brain. And then expanding from your energy field out into the universe. Just send the white light out, allow it to go. And allow it to connect to all of the universe and then beyond. Just go as far as it will go until you are space. You feel so spacious. And we're just going to start to bring in a team of helpers of the highest light, including the Archangel Metatron and the Ascended Master Kuan Yin. Just bringing those energies in. I also feel like we want to bring in Archangel Michael. Let's just bring in all of those energies. Just breathing and expanding your energy field even further until you are space. We're just going to start releasing any old energies that no longer serve you. Just starting this releasing process. If you like, you can imagine that there's a beautiful pillow of white light behind you. And it's completely safe and completely wonderful to just lay back into it. and just let go. The more you surrender, the deeper the healing will be. You're not surrendering to just anything. You're surrendering to the highest light and your highest good. Nothing can harm you here. You're safe. And it's a wonderful thing to just let go. So just leaning back into that beautiful pillow of white light. Just releasing any fear, releasing old energies, releasing anything that you need to release in this moment in time to be more in your highest potential, in your highest good, to be more of who you really are. And let's start to bring in the energies of what is needed to end the lockdown, to end this pandemic globally. Let's bring in the energies that are needed, the lessons that are needed to learn, to be learned. Let's bring in all those energies now so that you're ready to move on to the next phase in this planet's history, this planet's process. Okay, that's happened. Okay, so we're gonna start to bring in more of the energy of the highest light so you feel comfortable with it. It feels safe for you. It feels just really nice and you allow it, you receive it. I'm gonna bring it all around you. Just breathe it in, feel it. Feel that you are light. Feel that you have light all around you. And whatever this lockdown, this experience has meant for you, for your own personal growth and your own ascension process, your own development process, let's let that happen now. So we bring in the energies of that for you. That you can keep growing and developing, but bring in the energies you need now that you planned to achieve with this process at the soul level. Letting go even more. If there's anything that you wanted to let go of, we're going to let go of that as well. Let's start to bring in these energies that we mentioned before of love, of comfort, bringing in a comforting energetic blanket all around you, of security, safety, bringing in the energies of safety, bringing in harmony, peace and fun. Bringing all those energies in so you feel them as a blanket around you. You really feel their presence. And as they come in, you notice that you're releasing more because they're not compatible with some of the old lower energies that you've been keeping. So let's just allow those old energies to go, allow that shift to happen. And we're going to bring in the Archangel Metatron and Kuan Yin, Ascended Master Kuan Yin of the Highest Light, both of the Highest Light, as your Divine Mother and Father energy, masculine and feminine energy, forming a divine family. And we're just going to show all parts of you, all parts of you, all cells, every inch of you, every centimeter of you, every part of you that's ever existed and ever will exist. We're just going to show you how to have a relationship and to go to these energies, the Divine Mother and Father, without betraying or letting your own family down. That it's fine, that you're allowed. Just bringing in those energies and showing all parts of you that your needs are now met by these beautiful divine energies. And that's okay, that your family is still there. You still love your biological family. They love you, but we know that they can't meet all your needs. It's not physically possible. So we're going to start going to these energies of the highest light, start working with them, to start allowing them to really be there for you at all ages, including into the future, that you have this connection with these beautiful energies. Just letting this really deep healing take place as you start to align to the highest light. Let's just allow for a healing of any parts of you, any memories, any trauma that caused you to align to lower frequencies or lower energies. Let's just redirect you, bring a healing to those parts and redirect them to the highest light. Knowing you deserve it, and it's safe, you're worthy of it. And let's start to, in a beautiful way, disconnect energetically from family members, knowing that this brings in more love and more harmony when you disconnect from the same energies that they work with because they're too low for you in frequency. So let's just disconnect. Let's remove this merging of energies, knowing you're safe, knowing that it's perfectly aligned to do this, that you have permission and it's good to do this. You're not betraying anyone. You don't have to lose anyone. It doesn't mean you lose people, that you lose family. You're still there, you can still communicate, but you're just in your own vibration. Let's just let that healing take place, releasing any fear about that. Releasing the fear that your loved ones aren't safe. Let's show you that they're on their own paths. You don't have to save them or look after them, that they are making their own choices, even if it appears otherwise. Even if they choose to transition, it's all their choice. Let's just let all of that go. Just release that we have to look after or save or be energetically linked or merged with family members, because that's not appropriate for light workers and spiritual people anymore. It's not good for us. Let's just embrace our new vibration, our new reality. Let's make it familiar. And let's just time travel, even if you don't know how, consciously, let's time travel to, let's send your energy to a time when you've already done this. You've already separated from your energy of your family. You're already completely in the highest light. And let's see how it feels. Let's see how your energy feels when you've made the shift. And how everything's still okay, and your family's still okay, and everybody's still there. Let's just show you how that feels. Let's just let go of any relationships that are not for you anymore. Let's give you clarity and guidance and wisdom on that. Some people in the group have relationships that are maybe not the best for them anymore. So let's just let those go with ease, with grace and harmony, with flow. Let's just ask for your life to be put in divine alignment and that you can know now what that feels like. And again, let's time travel to a time when your life is completely in divine alignment. See how it feels. See how it feels loving and wonderful and right. We ask the team of the highest light to give you guidance in your daily life so that you can know what is aligned for you, what is divine and aligned and what isn't. And you can have as much divine flow as possible. Releasing any overwhelm, any stress, any anxiety, any fear. Releasing any worry for loved ones. showing you again that they're on their own paths and they're making their own soul choices. And just letting you be in this high vibration and enjoy it without any guilt, without feeling like you shouldn't be here. You belong here. This is the right place for you. Let's just take some deep breaths. And we're going to ask the guides and angels of the highest light to continue to help you, to be with you at all times if you choose for that to happen, and also to live in your home if you choose for that to happen. You can ask for all the archangels to be with you. And let's just bring in all the energies that you need, anything else that you need that's of the highest light and that would help you to move to your next best level, to your next best expression, to your highest good, to your full expression of who you are, the next stage in your development. Let's just ask for those energies now to be brought in so that you have all the energies you need, all the resources. And let's just bring in the guidance and the energetic help that you need to deal with all of your family members in a beautiful way, without losing your energy, without lowering your vibration, without it affecting you, that you can let them be where they're at with compassion, but you are allowed, and you can now be in the highest light with high level energies. And this is where you belong. This is your birthright. Let's just breathe. Letting go of any resistance or fear. Let's get the truth on any stories you've heard of people that are struggling or suffering in lower vibrations. Let's get the truth on it. It doesn't mean you have to join them. So again, just staying in your energy of the highest light and the highest vibration for you at this moment, knowing this is your home, and other people can choose different vibrations if they choose to. It's okay. Everyone can choose. Just again, breathing in the energy of harmony, of love, and all of the other energies that we brought in, and any other energies that you need. Knowing that you get your needs met now, that this happens now, that this is normal. This is your new reality. Okay, really good. Let's just take some deep breaths. And just imagine that you're sending tree roots down into the bottom of the earth a couple of times from your feet, bottoms of your feet, into the core of the earth. We're just going to put you in your own bubbles of love and the highest light. Only love and the highest light can enter and leave. Okay, let's come back into the room when you're ready. Maybe do a few stretches. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your hands, your fingers. And when you're ready, we'll take some more questions or comments. How did you guys enjoy that?
Oh, Melanie says, that felt amazing.
I'm so glad. That's where you belong. You belong in the light.
Very soothing and high vibrational.
I'm so glad. You guys didn't know it, but you belong in the light. Belong there. Anyone else?
Tracy says, a little emotional.
It can be emotional to let go of, even though you know on some level what doesn't serve you, it can be emotional to let it go, but it's really better when you do. Just feel it and it'll pass. So you're very brave. It's good.
Kirsten says, very soothing indeed.
Lovely. I'm really glad that you felt.
Dawn, sorry.
Yeah, go on.
Dawn says, Kirsten says she drifted off.
Oh, good.
That's a good thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dawn says it was lovely and the energy was amazing.
I'm good. I'm glad.
Deborah said that was great. Thanks so much. I released a lot.
Oh, good. It's really good to release. And it's really easy right now to release. That's what a lot of people don't realize, is our current situation is making it perfect. The circumstance is so perfect to release, it just loads and bring in what you want, you know, bring in the highest light. So take advantage.
And apologies for using your last name, but I just can't pronounce your first one. Chakrabarti, sorry about that. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey. Lakshmi, thank you.
Lakshmi.
The goddess. Thank you. But I just love your surname so much, I really like saying it.
She just wants an excuse to say it.
Yes. I love it.
If you want to speak, you can unmute yourself and verbally add to the conversation if you like, if you want to.
I just wanted to thank you so much for this.
Who's that? I can't see which person is
Lakshmi.
Okay, great.
Sorry. Yes.
Just trying to find you in my list. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
So great. You were saying sorry.
I just wanted to thank you for this. That's all.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I'm so glad you enjoyed it, and I'm glad that it resonated. It's really good. Thank you for joining. Anyone else want to comment verbally or in the chat? It's up to you. Welcome to join in if you want to, or doesn't matter. Okay, so any other comments from you, Yolanda?
Cheryl says she drifted in and out of that. Thank you. Felt good.
Wonderful. That's really
Deborah says she uses your meditations almost daily and they're wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I would second that they are wonderful.
I'm so glad that's, you know, part of my service work to humanity, to make these available for free. So if people want to work with me and pay, that's fine. And if they don't, they can still get a benefit.
And I think a lot of people hold back on their free meditations, but you don't. Definitely not.
Just like today, I'm going to give you the real story. So
yeah, there's a lot of thank yous in the chat.
Great, thank you. I will look at all of them. Thank you. Thanks for your comments. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's lovely. Melanie says appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate all of you as well. I really love that you're here, and I love that you're taking this step. And just being here shows that you're taking the step to the journey of being lighter. And that's what's needed on the planet right now, is for more people to be embodying light. Because even if you're not in a helping role, you know, you may not be called to be right now. And that's okay, because you're still radiating the energies that other people need to take their next steps. And you don't have to do anything or hold them on in your energy or save them. You just have to be in your own vibration. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, I feel, is that by being in the highest light and being in your own vibration, the impact is huge, because energetically you're helping so many people and you don't even know it. And if you're down in the dumps with your relatives that aren't quite there yet, that doesn't really help anyone. It's like if someone's sick, it doesn't help the sick person, not that your relatives are sick, but I mean, it's just an example that if someone's sick and then you're sick too, you're not as helpful to them as if you're well and happy. So it's really important to embody where you need to be right now. And it's not selfish. It's absolutely needed right now on the planet. So I encourage you to focus on that and to focus on, you know, what feels right for you. Okay. So if there's any more comments, we can take those or questions. And if not, my Facebook group is called the Metatronic Light Community, and it's a really beautiful place. So if you'd like to join us, I warmly invite you to join us there. And I will be scheduling another, you know, call/workshop to go deeper on this topic. So I'll email you about that. You'll be put on my list when, you know, because you signed up for this call, if you're not already on it, and you're free to, I do give freebies and things out. So it's nice, a nice place to be, and you're first to hear about different things. But if you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe. There's no pressure there. And the next, I'm going to do another call in the lockdown series, another free call. So I feel like I want to do abundance, because I feel like a lot of people are believing that their abundance has to be limited because of the world situation, or they're experiencing that. And I would like to help you to you know, not experience that, to have some financial abundance, if that sounds good to you. But always, always let me know. You know, I really like to interact with you. You can interact with me on my Facebook page as Kristen Taylor Intuitive. Like I said, my Facebook group is Metatronic Light Community. And you can always just ping me back an email. I get the emails myself. So you can always, you know, let me know, hey, this sounds good, or, you know, I need help with this, or this is going on for me. I always want to hear what's going on for you, especially right now, because I know it can be a challenging time, but I hope that you're finding some peace and some, I hope you're feeling a bit more empowered about the whole thing. And I hope you're okay with it. I hope that it's going as well as it can go, you know, given that it's a weird situation. So I think that's all, unless anybody else has any questions or feedback. I will look at all the chats, I promise. And thank you so much. I will send this recording out as soon as I can turn it around. And I will invite you, of course, to the next events. And I'm thinking that the abundance one will be on Tuesday again. So I'll let you know right away and you can sign up for it. And please, please tell your friends. And also, it does help to have your support if you could please subscribe to my YouTube channel if you like it. If you don't like it, it's okay. You can not like it. It's free will. So I really loved working with you. I love the energy on this call. And I'm so glad you all joined. Thank you so much. I have so much gratitude for you. And I look forward to us connecting again. And and also I do one-to-ones if that serves anyone. Readings. And healings and medical intuition. So, okay, lots of love. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful day or evening, depending on where you are at in the world. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Kristen. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Take care, everyone.
Take care. Stay connected.